department. Help you.
Hi, would I be able to get a hold of someone that I could get some questions answered that I had?
What
or maybe like
does
the,
he have?
Like media relations or something, maybe?
I'll check for you.
Thank you.
NTSB Public Affairs, Nicholas speaking.
Hi, Nicholas, I was wondering, I was calling because I had a question about some information you guys had released.
Okay.
Well, based on the information received from the flight data recorder for Flight 77 of the Pentagon,
mm-hmm.
it had been determined by expert that the plane was too high to have hit the light poles. The plane was determined to be over 400 feet.
Are you talking about the plane that hit the Pentagon?
Yeah.
The okay.
The plane was determined to be over 400 feet, conflicting with the official story. Experts have analyzed the flight data recorder information, and they know the difference between true altitude and pressure altitude.
Mm-hmm.
And they have determined that the with the information they received from you guys, that the flight data recorder information conflicts with the official story. Just wondering if you were able to give me any information on to why this is, or point me in the right direction, maybe, please.
I mean, that's an accident that was handled by the FBI. You're going to have to call the FBI on that.
So this has nothing to do with the NTSB?
No, The FBI, it's a criminal. That was a criminal investigation. We do not have no involvement in a criminal investigation unless the FBI solicits us to help them with the flight data recorders. But any information you want from that, you have to go to the FBI.
Are you guys aware of the fact that the flight data recorder information conflicts with the official story, and that's just going to...
I'm not even certain. I don't know. I wasn't the investigator on it, but I know for a fact anything you want from that, you have to go to the FBI.
Do you know exactly who I'd call for that? Or
you call their PR.
Their PR department?
Mm-hmm.
And do you have a number for that or anything? Or?
I don't have the FBI Public Affairs, but you can call operator and get it.
Yeah, what would that be? Would that be in Washington or New York?
In Washington.
In Washington?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so there's nobody there at the NTSB that would have any information on this or that would care to comment?
No, again, it's a criminal investigation and that was handled by the FBI.
Would that be through the Pentabomb team or something?
No, FBI.
Pentabomb?
FBI or actually... There wasn't no transportation. The TSP also probably can help you.
TSP?
Transportation Security Agency.
What does TSB stand for?
Transportation Security Administration.
Okay, Transportation Security Administration. I could also...
And that agency was not only was established after 9/11.
Only after?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so my best bet would be get a hold of the FBI then?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Nicholas, thank you very much for your time.
FBI.
Hi, I was wondering if I could speak to someone. I guess it would be in public relations, media relations or something. Something.
Oh, please.
Thank you.
Press office.
Hi, I was wondering if I could get some information on a question that I had that's just been brought to my attention, and I was transferred over to you.
Okay, generally deal with the media. Are you with the media?
Well, this is a inquiry for the media, yes.
Are you with the media?
Well, independently, yes. Reporting.
What's the topic?
It has to do with the flight data recorder that was released from Flight 77 that hit the Pentagon. It was just brought to my attention by experts that the plane was too high to have hit the light poles. And it was determined through the information received from the NTSB, which referred me over to you, that the plane was determined to be over 400 feet, conflicting with the official story. And experts have analyzed this, and they know the difference between true altitude and pressure altitude. And we're trying to get a comment on that.
I suggest you contact the Washington field office.
Do you have a number for me, please?
A number that I have, the press officer's name is Deb Wireman. And the number that I have is 202-278. 3519.
Okay, and do you have a something there called the Pent Bomb Team that does that are affiliated with this whole situation?
That I don't know.
Okay, so that would be Deb Wehrman, and I call her, and she'd be able to direct me or answer the question then?
Maybe so.
Yeah? Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Media.
Hi, is this Debbie?
Yeah.
Hi, Deb. I was transferred over to you.
Uh-huh.
Because I had a question concerning some information that I had, and they said that you'd be the one to talk to about it.
Okay.
Well, it came to my attention based on the information received from the flight data recorder from Flight 77 that hit the Pentagon.
Uh-huh.
It is determined by that the plane was too high to have hit the light poles. And this was determined, the plane was determined to be over 400 feet, and this was determined by experts, and they had analyzed the flight data recorder, and they know the difference between true altitude and pressure altitude. And we're trying to
What is your point, sir?
Well, I'm trying to get some information on why the NTSB flight data recorder information that was released conflicts with the official story. And it's already been analyzed, and this has been proven already, and we would like to just know why this
going is. Going on these websites and reading all these theories?
No. This has been proven by pilots and all kinds of experts.
Okay.
They analyzed the
I don't have the proper information to give you or access to it. What you need to do is you need to talk to somebody from the Pent Bomb investigation, and that is housed in our New York office. So let me give you the number, and I'm not putting you off, but...
Sure, yeah, no problem. Thank you, though.
Sure. Our New York office media number, let me give you that, and that is 212-384-2715. That is Christine Monaco, and tell her that you'd like to pose this question to the Pent Bomb supervisor.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, and I appreciate your interest.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You've reached the desk of Supervisory Special Agent Christine Monaco of the New York FBI Press Office. I cannot take your call right now, but if you leave your name, number, and a brief message, I will get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
You've reached the Federal Bureau of Investigations in New York Division. If you know your party's four-digit extension, please press 1. For Joint Terrorism Task Force or to report any terrorist-related material, please press 2. If you're requesting an application or general information for employment, please press 3. For operator assistance, please press 0 or stay on the line.
Hi, I'm trying to get a hold of the supervisor of the Pent Bomb Team, please. Hello?
Yes.
Hi, I'm calling because I had my calls directed to you. I'm calling to inquire about a question I had that's aroused from some information that was just presented to me. Based on the information received from the flight data recorder of Flight 77 that hit the Pentagon, it was determined that the plane was too high to have hit the light poles, and this was determined by experts saying that the plane was determined to be at over 400 feet, conflicting with the official story, and that the experts have analyzed the flight data recorder and they know the difference between true altitude and pressure altitude, and I was wondering if I could get a comment on that. And are you guys aware that of the fact that the flight data recorder information conflicts with the official story, setting the plane at about over 400 feet?
Once again, sir, I'm not.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I am not in a position.
Are you the supervisor of the Pent Bomb Team?
I am not.
Can I speak to the supervisor of the Pent Bomb Team?
You should contact the FBI headquarters.
I already did. They gave me this number, and then they transferred me over to you when I asked for the supervisor of the pent bomb team.
Stand by.
I had called the number, the main number, the 384-1000, and they directed me over to you when I asked them. Is there anybody that you could transfer me to, or could you give me a number to contact someone that would be able to help me with the question? Hello?
Okay, sir, can I have your name?
My name's Jeff.
Hmm? Last name?
It's Hill.
Address?
Are you able to answer my question at all, or can you direct me to someone that can?
At this time, I cannot, sir.
Sorry, what was that?
At this time, I cannot.
At this time, you cannot. Is there anybody on the pent bomb team I'd be able to speak with?
Directly at this time.
Not at this time? Is that not at this time, or?
At this time, no.
I'm having a very hard time hearing you, sir.
Yeah, it's a poor problem with the phone.
Is there like a public relations person, anything like that?
No, the most I can do is just take your information.
Take my information?
Sure.
And then what, someone will get back to me, or?
They'll review.
Pardon me?
They will review it.
Okay, because we've been leaving messages since last Wednesday for someone to get back to us, and no one's got back yet.
Okay, who's we?
This is myself and the various pilots that have came together to analyze this information.
Okay.
And they are now calling themselves pilots for 9/11 Truth.
Okay, well, if you left messages, sure.
Sorry, what was that?
So it's being reviewed, and someone might reach out for it. Okay, so just have some patience.
Have some patience?
Yeah.
Okay, so someone may get back to us at some date and time, or?
Indicated that you left.
Other than that, there's no one I could speak with that could point me in the right direction as to the why I have this information?
Not at this time.
Not at this time, huh?
Okay. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.